Welcome to Kirk's Picks. I'm Kirk McElhern, and in this brief podcast, I'm going to tell you about something interesting I've discovered recently. Today's pick is the Grateful Dead's 1971 live album, Skull and Roses. There are few bands that better represent the broad melting pot of American vernacular music than the Grateful Dead. With an extensive repertoire of songs influenced by the blues, jazz, rhythm and blues, country and rock and roll, together with a unique style of psychedelic music, the Grateful Dead's 30-year career stands as one of the essential bodies of music of the 20th century. The Grateful Dead was sui generis. As concert promoter Bill Graham said, "They're not the best at what they do, they're the only ones that do what they do." I got on the bus in 1976 after I graduated from high school. When someone gets on the bus, it means that they realize that they love the Grateful Dead, that they are a deadhead. The term comes from lyrics to the song, "The Other One," by Bob Weir. The bus came by, and I got on, that's when it all began. The bus in the song was the Merry Pranksters' "Further," which Ken Kesey bought to take a trip to the New York World's Fair in 1964. Beat Neil Cassidy, who was Dean Moriarty in Jack Kerouac's On the Road, drove the bus and, as the song says, there was Cowboy Neil at the wheel of a bus to Never Everland. My first Grateful Dead concert was in spring 1977 at the Palladium in New York City. All told, I saw the band a half dozen times, not a lot for a committed deadhead. I attended concerts at the Palladium, Madison Square Garden, Nassau Coliseum, and Radio City Music Hall, including one on October 31, 1980, well known because it was filmed for broadcast on closed-circuit pay-per-view TV and later released on DVD. But I left the United States in 1984, and the Dead rarely played outside North America. The Dead have been releasing a number of 50th anniversary editions of their albums, and the latest is Grateful Dead, generally known by the name Skull and Roses because of its artwork. This is a 1971 live double album that the band wanted to call Skull. It shows the Grateful Dead at an inflection point following the 1970 releases of two folky albums, Working Man's Dead and American Beauty. They were still playing some of their older, more raucous songs, but were now adding a lot more country-tinged songs and ballad. I've long recommended Skull and Roses as an introduction to the Grateful Dead because it contains classics like Bertha, the album's up-tempo opening track, The Other One, which runs for 18 minutes, Me and My Uncle, the John Phillips cover that would become the song the Dead played the most live, The Moving Wharf Rat, and the closing Not Fade Away into Going Down the Road Feeling Bad. This was an excellent snapshot of live Dead performances at the time. Like all these 50th anniversary releases, Skull and Roses has an additional disc of live tracks from the July 2, 1971 concert at the Fillmore West. This was the Dead's last performance at this venue, where the band had played often and which closed 2 days later. This disc features an 18-minute Good Lovin' with Pigpen on vocals, the Merle Haggard ballad Sing Me Back Home, another recording of The Other One, and a closing Not Fade Away into Going Down the Road Feeling Bad into Not Fade Away, which was a classic Dead pairing. Skull and Roses was the Grateful Dead's first gold record and really established them as an important live band, leading to their huge increase in popularity. Skull and Roses, link in the show notes. Thanks for listening to Kirk's Picks. If you enjoyed the podcast, follow it on Apple Podcasts or in your favorite podcast app. For show notes and links to my pick, go to kirkville.com/picks. You can support this podcast by purchasing items via my affiliate links, or you can sign up for my Patreon and donate a few bucks a month. Tune in again soon for another pick.